Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How great is our God? He's the greatest of all. Hallelujah. We are the redeemed of the Lord. We are the people of God. We are the elect of the Lord. We are the choosing of the Lord. Think about it. He chose you. Think about the millions. Think about the millions. But he chose you. Grace on you. Grace on me. And he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Let's have a word of prayer. Our dear Father, we thank you again. We don't have words to express our appreciation to you. But we say this morning, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. We thank you so much for your grace upon each and every one of us. Even grace to see the light of the day, to receive the word of this hour. Grace that has brought us this far. It is amazing grace. Oh, we thank you. And once again this morning we pray, forgive us of every shortcoming, all that is not pleasing in your sight. And once again, may your Holy Spirit come and minister to us, for our desires is to serve you better, is to live for you. So please help us this morning. Take us out of the way and minister unto our needs. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. So God bless you, and thank you, Padok, for the opportunity given to me to share fellowship with the believers. This morning, I bring greetings to you from Accra, Ghana, and my pastor is called Brother David, and he sent greetings, my wife and children, and the believers sent greetings. I travel a lot in West Africa, and we thank God for what the Lord is doing. That he's still working, he's still calling, he's still healing, he's saving. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we thank the Lord. We just want to encourage ourselves this morning. Because the Bible says we should do that. So we realize we are living in difficult times and a lot of challenges. But Jesus Christ remained the same yesterday, today, and forever. So let's read from the book of Joshua this morning. Joshua chapter 10, and then also we'll read from Luke, Mark chapter 10. Joshua chapter 10. Joshua chapter 10, and then Luke, Mark chapter 10. So Joshua chapter 10, let's read from verse 12. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jeshua? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and hasted not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that day, like that before it or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. Amen. May he fight for us too, as he fought for Israel. Mark chapter 10. Let's read from verse 46. And he came to Jericho, and they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good cheer, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Shall we be seated? So we once again thank the Lord for this opportunity to come to the house of God. It's always a privilege that is given to us. And we should always be thankful to God. Because there is no better place for us to be than to be in the house of the Lord. And we love to come to church to show our appreciation to our Lord. And to let the world know what we stand for. Like the story of the blind man that was holding the Bible. And they said to him, "Blind man, what are you holding?" He said, "The word of God." But he said, "Blind man, but you cannot read." He said, "But I believe it." Amen. He said, "I believe it from cover to cover." Right. Because on the back it is written, the Holy Bible. Right. So he said, "I believe it." And we believe the word of the Lord. And we love to come to church and be identified with the people that believe the gospel. That believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. So we thank the Lord for you that are here this morning and those who are not able to make it. We still pray that the Lord will help them. And this morning we want to speak on a little thought to encourage ourselves. You can stop the Son of God by faith. You can stop the Son of God by faith. Joshua stopped the S-U-N by faith. And you can also stop the S-O-N by faith. The scripture said when Joshua spoke to the son stood still. And when blind Bartimaeus called, the son stood still. So any one of us can stop the son. Because to them that believe all things are possible. And sometimes we think you have to have some special faith or to do something or miracles or whatever. But the prophet said, no. You don't need any supernatural faith. He said there is only one faith. You don't have to have a super faith. How did you come here? How did you know you are going to leave? How can you drive your car? How did you know you can move your hand? Well, you just subconsciously do it because you believe you can do it. Now, that is the way you believe for your healing. It is just settled and that is just all. It doesn't take some high education or some super duper something. It's just taking common faith in God. A lot of people think they got to be something, but no. That's wrong. Just common faith is all you have to apply the blood with. You hear the word and believe the word. Apply it. That's all. So that we make it difficult for ourselves.
We make it complicated. But it is not. It is not. Anyone here can stop the sun. Because we are sons and daughters of God. And like father, like son. As he is, so we are. And it tells us that now are we the sons of God. So any one of us can stop the sun. For the Bible tells us, without faith it is impossible to please God. And that he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and is the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Our God is real. And our God is alive. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. As he was then, so he is today. Because that is the message that we have received. That Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. As he was some years ago, so he is today. What he did over there, and we read the scriptures and we read it, and he's the same God today. If you will meet the same requirement, he will do the same for us. For what faith did yesterday, faith can do it today. So you don't have to be any special person. You just have to believe. It is not by education. It's just by believing. It is just to apply the token. But the Brother said in Egypt, when they have to apply the blood, it was just a common weed. The hyssop was a common weed. He said it grows anywhere. So you can just take it anywhere and then dip it in the blood and apply it. So let's take it the way God has given it to us. And that's all we need to do. And then I just read the scripture and I was thinking about blind Bartimaeus. And I said, man, the Bible just said blind Bartimaeus. He didn't speak much. He said, blind man. A blind beggar. He was a beggar. And I was thinking, I said, if this man was from a good or fine rich house, he would not even be begging. Because if my mother or my father or my... I would not want him to be begging. We want to keep him at home. But this man was just a beggar. So he might have come from a poor family. And so, he sat by the highway begging. Anybody that comes around, please help me, please help me. And that is how he lives. That's what he gets something from, to take care of himself. So you don't have to be any special person for God to hear your prayer. You don't have to be a smart person. From a good home or a good house or living good, no. If any man that believes in God, any man that will call upon him, anybody that will trust him, he will stop for you. The prophet of God taught us and he said, the basis of faith is the word of the Lord. And God always harnesses faith. Faith always moves God. Because all through the scriptures, people that came to him, they came by faith. We read the whole chapter of faith, Hebrews. By faith this, by faith that. By faith Moses, by faith Noah, by faith Abraham, by faith this. Without that faith, they would not have been the men and the women we admire today. Because they were ordinary people like us. men and women of like passions as we are. Abraham was an idol worshiper before. He was worshiping the sun god. And by faith, God, he heard the word of the Lord. And when God speaks, and you take what God says, it changes everything in your life. It is believing the word of the Lord that changes things around. And if we take that same word, it will change things in our lives and our families. Hallelujah. We read in the scriptures, look at the Greek woman. The Bible called it the Greek woman, the Syrophoenician. We don't even know her name. But she heard about Jesus. And he said, let me just go. Faith cometh by hearing the word of the Lord. And she heard about Jesus and what Jesus, the Lord, was doing. And then she said, let me just go. And she started following. And she started calling. Ah, that son of David, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. And she just followed the church. He just followed the people. He just went with, from place to place following. Until the disciples said, oh, it's too much. This is too much. This sister is making too much noise. They said, Lord, please, because they might have tried to stop her to make her quiet, and they could not stop her. And so now they turn to the Lord, will you please let this woman, maybe if you are the pastor, maybe if you speak, she will listen. They might have tried to stop her. They couldn't get her to stop. And she continued to cry and cry. Oh, she was out of order. So this woman is out of order. And they said, Lord, will you please stop this woman? Tell her to stop. Stop crying. Shouting and screaming. And Jesus said, I'm not even sent to them. So just leave her alone. May God help us. Don't let anything stop you from getting to Him. Don't let nothing stop you. Don't just, oh, the behavior of the church people. She could have gone back if she had looked at the behavior of the church people. Because it was the church people that was even telling Jesus to stay there. Why? So if she has looked at the behavior or the comments that the church people were making, she would have gone back. So it is time for you to focus on the Lord. The word. Stop looking at this one, and this one look at me, and this one did this, and this one did that. You are not responsible for what anybody does. You are responsible for your behavior. You are responsible for your actions. You are responsible for your attitudes. Not what anybody does. Because every man and every woman and every boy and every girl, every mother and every father is answerable to God. And I'm not going to answer for you, and you are not going to answer for me. May the Lord help us. Because sometimes we, oh, this one did that, and that one did that. So what? You should not let anybody's behavior or anybody's conduct push you away. Because those things will always be there. Those things will always be there. Somebody will misbehave. And you know what? When you have a misconception, you have a misbehavior. your attitude will be wrong because of what you have conceived. And sometimes you had a wrong conception, wrong thought. And so when you have a wrong thought, your behavior and actions will be wrong. May God give us the right understanding. Even when the word is preached. Like some people that came to the meetings and the prophet was preaching, and they one said, he calls me a vulture. And the other one said, he calls me eagle. So may God give us the right revelation. The correct understanding of the word of the Lord. Even when you are corrected, you need to get the right revelation. And because when you get the right attitude, you get the right something out of it. Praise the Lord Jesus. And so Jesus said, I'm not even sent to them. I'm not sent to them. I don't have time for these people. And then she heard that, even what the pastor said. She could have gone back. Said, even the pastor though is very impatient. Look at what the pastor said. But faith is wonderful. Faith is a revelation. And nothing can stop faith. The right faith. That's why he told us the importance of revelation by the Spirit of God to the true believer can never be overemphasized. He said faith gives us, that revelation gives us prevailing power, and it gives us authority over the enemy. And she came forward even after Jesus said, I'm not sent to these people. She came forward. She knelt before him. And she said, Lord, help me. You are not sent to, but help me. And all this was done to prove her faith. To try her faith. And then Jesus said to her, excuse me, I cannot take the children's bread and cast it to dogs when the children are not eating. Then she said something. She said of a truth. That is, you are right. You are right. It is not right to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs when the children are not eating. What you said is right. And remember, his word is always right. God's word is always right. No matter how it does to me. Job said, even if he slays me, I will still trust him. If he rebukes me, I will still trust him. If it, whatever, the word is always right. And the prophet said, faith, we always acknowledge the word to be truth. Yes, faith don't question the word of the Lord. Faith always acknowledges the word to be truth. Even though Jesus called a dog, he said, yes, that's true. I'm dog. You are right. I'm dog. I'm not asking for the children's bread. But I'm asking for the crumbs which falls from their master's table. He said, when the children eat, what falls down, the dogs eat it. And that's what I'm looking for. And Jesus stopped. You can stop the son by faith. He stopped. It's a woman. Great is your faith. If I spoke this with all that I have said, you have humbled yourself to a position of dog. Oh, that's great. She stopped the son. It's a faith always stops the son. She accepted the word is the truth. Will you be able, can we come to that spot to humble ourselves to the word of the Lord? We have heard the word preach. Pastor has preached. Ministers have preached. Ministers have passed around. Preach and preach and preach. We have been hearing. What have we been doing with what we have been hearing? Faith comes by hearing the word. What have we been doing? What have you been doing? With all that have been ministered to, the mysteries that have been given to us, different, the word has been preached here and there, in and out. This woman just heard about him and just followed him. And Jesus even called her dog. She didn't leave the church. She didn't leave the church. She said, this is too much. The preaching is too hard. She didn't leave. She stayed on. She followed him. Because she came with a purpose. And we must die to ourselves so that we can see him. The Lord was giving her a test, but she passed the test. She stopped the sign. By her faith, blind Bartimaeus, as we said about him, was a blind man. Begging. And he heard. One day, he said, there was a noise. He said, what is that? She could not see. He could not see. But he just heard people and this one. And oh, that's a lot of commotion there. Everybody was saying something and this one said that. And somebody said, oh, where's that? He said, oh, that Jesus of Nazareth, don't mind him. He's causing a lot of problem in the church, in the town. He preached this, he preached that. Don't mind him. When Bartimaeus heard that name, Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out. Oh, hallelujah. It does not matter what anybody thinks or said about him. What do you think about him? What do you say about him? Who do you say this is? And he began to scream out and cried, and he said, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And the people, just keep quiet, brother. It's all right. Don't forget about this man. This man is not a good person. The prophet said they might have thrown rotten vegetables into his clothing, his dress, and he might be stinking. Because remember, not many people love him. But blind Bartimaeus, when he heard about him, he cried to him. He was calling. He was calling, help me. You can also call him. He will hear you. When they even told him, no, keep quiet. No, are we not? He cried the more. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. You can also call him. Like Bartimaeus called him. And Brother Branham said, Jesus did not hear his voice. He heard his faith. He said because there were thousands of people. There were a lot of people screaming and calling and screaming and calling. But somehow, he had that faith. When the people tried to quiet him down, he refused to be quieted down. He kept on crying, he kept on screaming until it reached the Lord. He He touched the Lord. And he stopped. He knows our hearts. The longings of the heart. The desires of the heart. The prayer of the heart. He knows it. He hears it. And he stopped. The prophet said he was on his way to Calvary, entering into Jerusalem with the load of sin on his shoulders. And he knew all that was awaiting him. Yet, the faith of a blind man stopped him. He stopped there, right there. And he said, he stood still. He said, bring him. Oh, hallelujah. Bring him. If faith can stop the sun, faith can stop anything. Faith in the word of the Lord. Faith in Christ. He stopped. He bring him. The very people that were telling him to keep quiet, they said, brother, be happy, he's calling you now. May God help us to die to ourselves and take his word. Don't try to imagine it. We're just asked to believe that. A month ago, as I preached back in the church back home, and I was led to pray, had a prayer line for the people, and everybody came in. A lot of people, most of the whole church, and we prayed and prayed and prayed. And after service, there was one young, small boy, a boy about 4 years old. He could not eat yogurt, he could not eat milk, drink all those things. But after the service, right at the church place, he said, Mama, I want to eat yogurt. The mother said, no. He said, I've been prayed for. He said, I've been prayed for. The mother kept quiet. He said, I want to eat yogurt. They got in the yogurt, he ate. They went home. He said, I want to drink milk. He said, I've been prayed for. Amen. Till today, he's still holding to that faith. That's my boy. Until his parents and grandparents, they are all in the church. They marvel. And it's the other one that comes before about 6'5" getting said, let us pray to have the faith that Micah has. Yes,
right. Yes, sir.
He just took God at his word. One day I preach in the church and somebody passed away, one of their uncles passed away, and I preach and I said, the scripture said, a Christian don't die, a Christian falls asleep.
Right.
He said, Mama, I'm not going to worry again. Uncle Tim said that, Brother Timothy said, Uncle is not dead, Uncle is sleeping.
Right.
He's gone to Jesus, I'm fine.
Right.
I said, oh, childlike faith.
Right.
This is just what the Lord wants us to have.
Right.
This is just the way the Lord wants us to live. Till today, that small boy, 4 years more, standing and drinking the milk he could not drink, and the yogurt, everything that he said, I've been prayed for. That's where he stands.
Amen.
We should stop reasoning with the word of the Lord, and we should take what God says, because God means what he says.
Amen.
There is nothing that is too hard for God to do. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. When the Lord took Ezekiel to the valley of the dry bones, and he said, Ezekiel, what is this? What do you see? He said, dry bones. He said, there were very many. And it looked all around. And then God said to Ezekiel, son of man, can these bones live? Ezekiel said, you are the one that knows. I cannot say these things. I can't talk. God said, okay, all right. I want you to speak to the dry bones. Speak to the dry bones. Prophesy. to the dry bones. The power of the word of the Lord. The creative power of the spoken word. A son of God, a daughter of God, placed on the lips and speak it out without questioning, without reasoning. Ezekiel stood there and he said, ye dry bones, come together. As he spoke the word, it took effect. The Bible says there was a great noise there. And the bones begin to come together. From east to west, whatever they have been scattered to. Maybe one leg, somebody's leg is in Phoenix. Some one in Flagstaff. But when the word was spoken, it is not your business to question. Or to try, how will they come together? This one is far away, that it is not our business. But we want to reason. We want to find out. We want to explanation. How to explain it. But that is not what God said we should do. God said we should believe him. It is not your business and my business. Our business is to believe. Our business is to obey. Our business is to do what he says we should do. Can these bones live? He said, thou knowest. It's okay. You believe I know about it. Okay. Now you speak. I give you the authority to speak. I give you the right. Speak to them. Prophesy. Call them to come together. Amen. And the dry bones came together by the word of the prophet. And God said, okay, go to the next step. He went to the next step. He said, go to the next step. He went. And then life came in. And they stood just one step at a time. That's what God wants from us. And then God said to Ezekiel, can't I make the house of Israel like that? See the bones? They stood as a mighty army. Say, can't I make the house of Israel like that? And today, the house of Israel is like that. Israel, 70 years back, there was no nation. But as the Lord said, I will gather them together. And they came down there. And ever since, they have been there. And they are growing stronger and stronger. There is nothing that God cannot do. If you and I, we take his word. But today we try to understand, we try to reason. We try to calculate this. It's not your business. May God help us. There is nothing that he cannot do for us. We have been hearing the word. The prophet said, Elijah, Moses, he said they were great men. We admire them. He said, but do you know that we have more than they had? He said, they live in the shadows. We are having the positive. We. He's talking about us. We. He said, yeah. And we ought to be ashamed of ourselves and honestly and humbly confess our unbelief before God and ask him to forgive us of how we represent him in this life. He is depending on us. The Old Testament people did not have his presence. You are unaware of that. You refer back sometimes to Elijah, to Moses, and to those people. Moses and Elijah and those people were great men ordained of God. But yet, not the privilege that you have. They having the privilege. They did not have the power given them to perform as you have got yourself. Everything that is in Christ. For they foresaw this day and they embraced it and believe it and look for it to come before it ever come. And we are living right in it and afraid of it. Everything that we have, we are pushing it ahead. God is going to do this. God, what is God doing today? What is God doing today? Is he dead? But our behavior and our attitude want to make that he's dead. What is God doing today? Brethren, we should shake ourselves. The prophet said we should exercise our faith. Because if you have something and you don't use it, you will lose it. Keep your hand by you, always like this. You will lose it. If you don't use it, you will lose it. Whatever God has given to us, he is giving to us to use it. If you don't use it, you lose it. That is why the man that buries his talent was condemned. He had a talent. And instead of him to use that talent, he said, he looked at somebody. He said, how much they give you? They give me 5. You, they give you 2. This, do you know how much they give me? They give me only 1. Instead of him to appreciate the one that was giving him, he was looking at others and said, they give so much to this one. They give so much to this one. They give so much to this one. So instead of him to use what God gave him, for him to appreciate what God has given him, he was looking at somebody else. So he did not appreciate what he had. And that's what we do many times. We try to compare our lives to this one. Look at this one. When the Lord rose again from the dead, and he met Simon, Peter, and then John was there. And then the Lord said to Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Say, yes, I do. Feed my sheep. Do you love me? Say, yes, I do. Feed my lambs. Do you love me? Say, yes, I do. Okay, feed my sheep. Now, Jesus said to Simon, follow me. Then Simon said, what about this brother? What about John? Jesus rebuked him. Jesus said, what is that to you? If I wanted to live till I came, that's not your business. I have called you to do something for me. Why are you looking at somebody? Why do you want to compare your life with somebody else? What is that to you? You do what you have been called to do. And remember, each and every one of us here has been called to do something. You have something to do. I have something to do. We must, Brother Bram said, the will of God is the mystery. You must pray to God to let you know what you are here for. What you have been called for. Then you will not be looking for whether somebody cheer you up or nobody cheer you up. That's not your business. You want to do the will of the Father. You want to play your part. You want to serve the King. You want to work the works of God. Because that is what you have been called for. If we continue to compare ourselves to what, we will not get nowhere. Because we are called for diverse purposes. Every one of us. You read the scripture and there was a time, he said, Herod killed James and John. He took them. Then he took Peter. Because he said the people were happy when he killed James and John. So they were happy. And then Peter was arrested. And his man was to kill them the next day. But the brethren prayed. And at midnight, the angel of the Lord came down. I said, oh, God is wonderful. When the angel of the Lord came down, not because he was afraid of anybody. But the believers were praying. And I said, did you think the believers didn't pray when James and John were killed? Did you think they didn't pray, they prayed. But God is sovereign. Now, Paul and Silas were beaten and they were thrown into jail. The Bible said they begin to sing the praises of God. Midnight, they were singing, they were clapping, they were worshiping God after they have been beaten. And the other prisoners heard them. They could have sat there and be crying. Look at that, they've beaten us. No. To them, it was a privilege to be beaten. And they were rejoicing. And they sang, and the other prisoners heard them singing. And they sang until the prison, there was earthquake shaking the place. Two brothers singing. When they had every right to complain, to sit there and cry and weep. Look at what has happened to us. Look at it. No. They didn't care about that. They began to worship the king. They begin to praise the king. And to them, it was a privilege to be beaten for Christ, to suffer for his name's sake, to bear the reproach of the cross, to suffer with the master. And while they were singing, the prisoners heard him and the doors opened. When the angel came down, when Peter was in prison, the angel said, put on your sandals, take your jacket, follow me out. And Peter went out. When Paul and Silas were there and the prison opened, they stayed there. They could have said, Peter went out, let's go quickly. No. They knew what it meant to depend on the Lord. To be led by the Lord. They stayed right there until the morning came. And then, here was the man, the jailer, the officer, when he saw the door was open, he wanted to kill himself. No! Don't do it! We are here. You're there. Immediately said, I believe what you believe. Lead me to your Christ. What shall I do to be saved? Because this is more than man. If they have run out, that man and his family would have been lost. But they stood there. Until the daybreak, and then salvation was brought to that man and his family. So every one of us has a purpose of being here. There is a purpose why God has put you here. And that is what we must find out. And when you find out, you stay right there. Because the fact that somebody is in the will of God does not mean you will not have challenges. Does not mean everybody will agree with you. Does not mean everybody will love you. Huh? May God help us to know what we are here for. What we are standing for. What we have been called for. I don't care who says he doesn't believe the message. That's up to the fellow. I don't care about that. I have been called to believe. And I believe it. You want to talk about, Moses, you know what? David committed adultery. David committed adultery. And yet God said, that's a man after my heart. You don't look at, he has shortcoming. Every human being has a shortcoming so that no flesh will glorify in the sight of God. Stay with God's word. Know what the message of the hour is all about. To glorify God, to manifest Christ. May the Lord Jesus help us. Amen. Don't waver. Yeah. Don't be wavery. Yeah. Be strong. Yeah. Be strong in the Lord. Yeah. The Bible says be strong. Yeah. Hold on to the gospel. Yeah. Hold on to the word. Yeah. Stay with the word of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So, stop comparing your life with somebody else. You are different. And I am different. Jesus said, what is that to you? It's not your business. You do what you have been called to do. Do what you have been called to do. Play the part that he wants you to play. And when you finish and he said, go, we go.
You can stop the son by faith.
You can stop him. Not only Moses, not only Joshua, you can do it too. Those people, if they've not walked by faith, will not be calling their names today. It's because of how they took the word of the Lord. That's why we are calling their names. And you can be like that, and I can be like that. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What a wonderful God we are serving. How great is our God. Oh, there is nothing that our God cannot do. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, hallelujah. Believe the Lord. Hold on to his word. He got a power. The same Jehovah Jireh. The same creator. He has not stopped healing the sick. He has not stopped baptizing with the Holy Ghost. He has not stopped changing the lives of people. He has not stopped transforming the lives of people. He is still the miracle working God. He is still the baptizer. I want you to remember, people are still receiving the Holy Ghost. People have been baptized. People have been saved. People have been experiencing the power of God because it is here to stay. God sent it to the church. God has never taken it away. Praise the Lord Jesus. You can't stop the sun. I was reading the scripture and the Bible said Jesus was having a house meeting. He was in the house having a meeting. And then there was a man sick of a passage. So they could not enter the house. They removed the rooftop. They were ready to pay for it. So whatever will be, we have to get to Jesus. How they did, I don't know. Because the Bible didn't explain, said they removed the rooftop. And this man that was sick, they put him in the room and they brought him in front of Jesus. That man said, would have said, no, leave me. But they want to get to Jesus. And they removed the top of the house and they said, now, and Jesus said, stop. You can stop the sign. Stop. He said, oh, wow. Son, your sins are forgiven you. Whatever he was doing, he stopped it. Because faith is in action. Because somebody has done something extraordinary. Faith always makes people to do extraordinary. To go beyond what human can imagine. He stopped it. When the centurion servant was called, he was called to come to the centurion house. And he was going to say, no, don't come. I'm not worthy that you should come. Speak the word. Yeah. Jesus said, I've never seen this kind of faith. He stopped there. Because somebody made expression. First, he said, look, I'm a man. And the authority like you. I say to my servant, do this, and they do it. And I realize the authority, who you are. You don't have to come. You don't even have to come and lay hands on my son. You speak. My servant will be fine. And Jesus stopped. Huh? You can stop the son. These were ordinary people. These were simple people like us. Amen. God help us. Don't let the devil tell you that you are not part of the people. Tell him you are not part. I am part. I'm a child of the king. Don't you think that this is designed for some special people? It's for the elect. You are part of the elect. You are a son of God. You are a daughter of God. You are a child of God. It is for you. Don't let it be pushing it to some people. So where are the people? Why do you take the lie of the devil? Right. Hallelujah. You can stop the sun. Okay. What about the woman with the issue of blood? She stopped the sun. She did. We don't know her name. They said the woman with the issue of blood. She suffered so many years. For 12 years, she has been in that condition. She was dying. But she said within herself, when she heard about Jesus, she said within herself, if I can only touch the hem of his garment, I'll be fine. There was nothing written anywhere for her. It was her own faith. She said, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I'm going to church. I'm not going to come back the same. I've heard about him. What he has done here and there. I am also going. But if I can touch the hem of his garment, not even for him to see me. I'm just going. If I can touch his garment, the hem of his garment, that's a very difficult thing to do. Because wherever he is, there's a lot of people around him. But she said to herself, she purposed in herself, I'm going. Me, I will touch the hem of his garment. I don't care what anybody touch. Me, the hem of his garment. And then she went there. And a lot of people, multitudes around him. But remember, faith always moving. And this woman, as we heard about her, managed in the condition and touched the hem of his garment. Jesus didn't feel that one because the garment is loose there. But her faith. He said, Jesus, stop. Can you imagine with a multitude around him? With a multitude and the press. And here, press. Yet he stopped. He said, somebody touch me. Who touched me? Yeah, right. Until Peter even rebuked, he said, you can make statement, Lord. You see the press is on you. And now you ask who touched you. Everybody is touching you. But he said, somebody touch me. That is, I know where I am standing. I know what I am saying. Somebody touch me. Because I perceive virtue has gone out of me. You can stop the sun. You don't have to be a special person. You just have to come by faith. You just have to believe that he came down for us. He came that we might have life and have it abundantly. He paid the price for us. You don't need to go on 40 days fast. You can touch the Lord. Believe the word of the Lord. Stay with the word of the Lord. Trust the Lord, not yourself. The word says something. Don't try to explain it. Just take it. She stopped the sun. He said, somebody touch me. Oh, that it will be you today. That it will be me today. That it will be us today. That the Lord will stop and say, somebody touch me. Who touched me? Who is that? You can touch him. Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's why in the meeting, so brother, we see people, some people in the prayer line, and then in the congregation say, somebody touch the Lord. The light moves on that fellow. It's not on this fellow. Because somebody faith, God's eye, reach unto the Lord. The Lord is the same. He said, God will do for you what you believe he can do for you. He will do it. Bartimaeus came there and said, what do you want me to do for you? He said, I will receive my sight. He said, go. Get it. Just a little talk with Jesus. Said, Bartimaeus, blind man, what do you want me to do? He said, oh Lord, that I will receive my sight. That's what I'm looking for. You want your sight? I'll give it to you. And they believe it. Go! Dear ones in Christ, we have been taught the word. We have heard. Let's exercise our faith. Let's give him the opportunity to do something for us. He wants to do it. The prophet of God said, can you imagine a little tiny fish like this in the Pacific or Atlantic Ocean? That would say, I have to be careful how I drink the water because the water must run out. The prophet said, that is nonsense. And he said, it is more nonsense for you to think that you can exhaust him. For us to come and say, oh, it's too much. You don't want to worry God. God wants to be worried. When the children are in need, it is his privilege to supply it. Because if you cannot take care of your family, say you have denied the faith. So God will take care of his own family because God believes his word. So when the children are in need, our Father supplies it. Paul said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ. He's the same God today. We must call him, raise him out of history. He came because of us. Hallelujah. Praise be to the Lord. God help us. I travel around, I see everybody want to see God. We want to see God. We are serving a living God. That supernatural God. The God of William Branham is here. He didn't leave the scene when Brother Branham left the scene. He's here. He can use you. He can use you. Any one of us here. Anybody here. You can stop the sun. We can stop him. Imagine the sun. Joshua stopped the sun. The S-U-N. He stopped it. He stopped nature. His voice said, look, stop. I'm a servant of God. I'm a child of the king. I am in the service of my Lord. Stop. And the sun and the moon obeyed him. By faith, he did that. And that same faith that stopped that son, that same faith stopped the Son of God. Listen, a blind beggar's faith stopping. A blind beggar. Who might not even have a house to stay, a place to pray, is stopping. Oh God, help us. Help us. In this hour, he said, when the Son of Man shall come, shall he find faith on the earth? He said, whether he didn't ask whether he will find church or believer. He said, will he find faith? Lord, help us. How many want to stop the sun? You can't stop it. We can't stop the sun. You can't stop it. It's the word. To attend to us, to minister to us. Because that is what we are here for. Without him, our effort will be in vain. Our gathering will be in vain. One time in Babylon, when our brothers, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Brother Abraham demonstrated and he said, Gabriel might have come to God that morning. He said, sir, have you looked down upon the earth today? See, he said, something is happening there. But that time, Brother Abraham said, when something is happening up here, something is happening there too. So this morning, there is something happening there. You should remember when Ahab and Jehoshaphat and things came together. And God, he said, there was a council meeting in heaven. Amen. When God said, who will I get to go and deceive Ahab for me? So that the word of Elijah will come to pass. So whenever something is taking place here, something is taking place there. Amen. And this morning, while we are here, there is a meeting over there. Amen. For somebody to stop the sun. Heaven is looking down. Who will stop the sun? Who will call? He has given us all that we need. He said, my covenant with you. He said, little fear not, little flock. As I stand in your midst, I have not come to bring fear and failure. You can't fail. He didn't give us spirit to fear. He said, as I stand in your midst, I have come to give you courage and ability. He said, you speak the word, I will do it. You ask me to do and I will do it. Speak the word, I will perform it. He said, that is my covenant with you and it will not fail. Do you believe the word of the Lord? Do we believe what he says? There's less heart upon what he says. Speak the word. I will perform it. Ask me what you will. We have to believe what he says. Stop reasoning. Let's stop trying to imagine it. It's not your business. It's not my business. Let's shake ourselves and do something. He said, have you looked down upon the earth? He said, yeah. He said, but something is happening there. Let me go down. God said, no, you are not going. Then another angel came. Wormwood came there. He said, you know, I control the waters. They are hitting the furnace 7 times hotter. Let me just go. I will cool it down right away. Sweep the whole place with water. No, you are not going. Okay. Then the Most High stood up. He said, I will go myself. Amen. He called the east, north, west, wind. He said, I am going down to Babylon now. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And it descended. Oh, praise the Lord. When they were, oh, Brother Brown said they might have prayed throughout the night and it seems there was nothing happening. It only seems like that. But decision has already been taken up there. The decision has already been taken. The Bible said, Daniel, a man loved of the Lord, beloved of the Lord. Immediately you started praying, there was order given in heaven. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going down myself. And he passed through the stream of life and he picked a branch from the tree of life. And he just, before they threw them into the fire, he was already in the fire. Find it. Oh, Brother Branham said, God took the heat out of the fire. The fire was green, burning, but there was nothing there. The heat was out of it. May God take the heat out of your fire for you. Hallelujah. He took the heat, and in the fire, there was fellowship there. They were rejoicing. They were having fellowship in the fire. Oh, what a time, what a place. They were conversing, they were fellowshipping. They were, again, I say unto you, rejoice. They were rejoiced. They were praising the Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. And the king said, what am I saying there? He said, how many people did we put into the fire? Sir, we put 3 of them. He said, 3? He said, there are 4. He said, the 4th one is like the Son of God. You can stop the sun. The sun came down right into the fire. He said, I will not leave you. And I will not forsake you. He said, I am with you always. Oh, hallelujah. We should be conscious of his presence with us. We should know that he's here with us. And he wants us, ask what you will. Call upon me. I will answer you. I will not forsake you. I am your God. I am your healer. I am the baptizer. I am the comforter. I am the deliverer. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I am the oil. Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, church of the living God. Saints, let's know, recognize who we are. in the scripture when they, in the days of Mordecai, and I'm going to close in a way. And Haman, the enemy of the Jews, wanted to get rid of the Jews. And Mordecai sent a message to Sister Esther. He said, Esther, maybe for this cause you are made the queen of the land. Maybe for this reason you are making queen. Do whatever you can do to help us. Esther said, you know the place we are living. You know the situation. You know if the king never called you, you cannot even go and talk to him. Mordecai said, okay, I hear, sister. But what I want you to know, if you don't do anything, somehow, some way, God will make a way for us. To save us. And you and your father's house will be destroyed. Because we are the people of God. Somehow, God will make a way. And listen, he always makes a way. He always makes a way. Dear ones, he always does it. And he will do it again. And he's doing it all the time. Hallelujah. He always does it, brother. We are not here by chance. We are not here by accident. We are here for a purpose. And you are even here today for a purpose. And I'm here for a purpose. And everybody is here for a purpose. And God has a reason for it. Because the steps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. You believe that? You believe that? So God has ordered your steps here. And God has brought us here for a purpose. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we are serving. He's real. He's alive. He's the same. Woo, hallelujah. And he said, look, Esther, if you don't do something, God will do it anyhow for us. Esther said, okay, brother, thank you. But I'm going to fast and pray. You take 3 days and I take 3 days. We all fasting and we pray. We are calling upon the name of the Lord. And I will go. Whatever happens, let it happen. And they prayed. And on the third day, she put on a royal attire. She dressed up. Not just walk anyhow. No, she prepared herself. She walked, dressed up. And she started to the palace. I said, where are you going, sister? I want to see the king. Did he call for you? He said, no, I need him. But never call for you. You know the laws and the rules of the Medo-Persians. Unless it calls you, you can't go. He said, but I'm going. Oh, this thing, a lot of people have lost their lives by this way. He said, a lot, but not me. I am different. Until God has finished with you, nothing can take me. I was born for a purpose. I am alive for a purpose. I am here for a purpose. Hallelujah. You are here for a purpose. You are here for a purpose. No matter what is happening to you, you are here for a purpose. Listen, God is God. When Lazarus was sick and they sent for him to come, he did it not. He said, I have some missionary work to go. Let me just go. And they said, oh, Lazarus is dead. He said, I'm glad that I was not there. Oh, he said, for your sakes, I was glad I was not there. Let's go now. Hallelujah. And he got there, and Martha said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But now that you are here, I know whatever you ask the Father, it will be done. He said, I am the resurrection, and I am the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yes, I will live. He that liveth and believeth in me shall never see death. Believeth thou this? She said, yes, I believe. Your brother shall live again. He said, yes, in the resurrection. He said, I'm the resurrection. I am the resurrection is a person. I am the person of the resurrection. Woo, hallelujah. Woo. He said, let's go. Where did you be? He said, here. Remember. They got there, and he said, oh, is that where you buried? He said, yeah, it's okay. Take away the stone. I love it. The Bible says, and Jesus prayed. And Jesus said, Father, I know you always heareth me. I said, oh, goodness. The Father always heareth the Son. And if the Son is in us, because when we have the Holy Ghost, when we are believers, the Son is in us. The prophet said, when we are praying, he doesn't see us, he hears the Son. Hallelujah. Woo. And remember, he always hears the Son. If the Son is in you, he will hear the Son. The Christ in you, the hope of glory, he will hear the Son. Oh, hallelujah. And he stood there. And he said, take that stone from there. And he said, oh, it's 4 days since he died. So corruption has already set into the body. The body is decomposed. He said, what did I tell you? Didn't I tell you, if you believe, I don't care how decomposed, how spoiled, whatever condition the body is, I don't care about that. I am the resurrection. I am the creator. I am God. Woo, hallelujah. Take that stone from there. And he stood there, and he looked down, and he said, Lazarus, come off. Think about it. Corruption has already set in the body. Once already. Kidneys gone. Lungs. There was a creation. There was a creation. The power of the resurrection. And that Lazarus, everything that was messed up in the system, from the head to the sole of his feet, was a new creation. A new body. There was no stink on the body. A new body. There was a new creation. That is the God we are serving. If he can do that to a dead man, what about us that are living? What about the living? What about you? You believe that? He can change the system. Whatever is gone wrong in the system, you believe he can change it? He's the creator. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you, so I'm waiting for the rapture. What about today? If you can have faith for the rapture, the dead in Christ are going to rise up. And those that are dead 1,000 years will come with a body. What about you today? That you are in your body. And something is wrong with the body. If you can bring the whole thing out again, what about us today? God help us, church. Let's believe God. Let's trust the Lord. Let's hold on to the word of the Lord. That he can do anything for us. If he can do for the dead, what about the living? This is not my words. That is his word. Oh, praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I know you think I'm crazy, but that's good. I don't care about your thinking. Yeah, that's your thinking. I'm glad it's your thinking. And since it's your thinking, you can't keep it. Hallelujah. Oh, we should be happy people. We should be rejoicing night and day. We should be blessing the name of our God. We are serving a living God. Oh, hallelujah. We are serving a living God. The resurrected Jesus is here and is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. The unchangeable God. With unchangeable ways. Hester began to move to the palace. And the people were afraid. Oh, he said, you don't have to fear for me. He goes there. Open. The door opened. And the king stood up. Hey, queen, come in. He raised the scepter. Come on. Touch the scepter. The authority. Come in. But you don't allow people to come in that way before someone. I don't care. This is my queen. The queen got authority. The king sets the throne with the queen. With the king. She has a right. Woo. Woo. Hallelujah. And the king said, Queen Esther, what do you want? Half of the kingdom is for you. Huh? Half of the kingdom. Half of my kingdom. Ask what you will. I thought they said nobody can see him unless he calls you. Esther changed it. Faith overruled that. Faith in God. Change everything. Faith can change anything. Faith can stop anything. Oh, hallelujah. God help the church. Faith stop the rules and the law of the Medo-Persians. Faith of Aruch, come on. And the queen said, the king said, what do you want? He said, sir, I just want you to come to my banquet tomorrow. Stop everything you are doing. Come to my banquet. And when you are coming, bring Haman along with you. The queen said, yes, madam, how we do that? The queen gives order. The queen speaks. Because the king said, it's to us. The king said, ask. Right. And the queen asked, I want you to come to my banquet and bring Haman with you. And the king said, yes, I'll do it. And he brought it. Every activity in the palace stop. Every program, every interview, stop. I got to attend to my queen. The next day, he said, queen, what do you want me to do again? He said, tomorrow, come again to the banquet. I said, yes, come with Emma. Okay, I will do it. Half of the kingdom belongs to you. He said, okay. The next day he was there. He said, what do you want me? He said, I want you to come again tomorrow. Really? I will be there. Ask what you will. That's what Jesus told us to do. Ask what you will. Know who you are. Children of the Most High God. We should not be afraid to ask our Father to do things for us. We should not be afraid. We are His children. We are His elect. Even the Bible said to the unbeliever, even to the rebellious, He gives gifts among them. What about His own children? What about His own elect? Listen, I'm closing here. Do you even know that even demon made a request and Jesus gave it to the demon? Read the man of Gadara. Yeah. When Jesus came and they screamed, oh, 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 they said, please, don't destroy us, please. Please, let us enter the pigs. Right. Jesus, okay, go. Uh-huh. Even demon made a request and it was given to the demon. What about the Son of God? Yeah. What about the daughter of God? Yeah. What about us? Why are we afraid? Fear is of the devil. And it's depriving us of everything that God gave to us. We should cast down unbelief. We should straighten up our lives with the word of the Lord. Then we can have confidence to go to our Father. God bless you, church. You can stop the sound. You can stop the sound. Tell somebody you can stop the sound. Tell somebody by you. You can stop the sound. Tell somebody by you. Brother, you can stop the sound. Sister, you can stop the sound. Church, we can stop the sound. And it will attend to us. God bless you. Friend of.
Singing here for a few moments. I just have one thing to say. Only. Only. Why do we try to do everything else then? That's the only thing we're called to do. Only. Only. He'll make His word do what He said it would do. But somebody, He needs a betting ground this morning. He needs somebody that's going to take Him at His word. That'll set aside all reasoning, memory. Okay, I guess I wasn't telling the truth. I said I was going to say one thing, but only. That's the theme of this message. But it's so simple, we walk right over the top of it. Right? That's it. Take God at His word. Stop the sun. Stop the word. Grab a hold of that word and say, Lord, I'm taking You at Your word. And I know that You know that I'm taking You at Your word. And I'm not going to consider anything else. All hell will break loose. But God will perform what He said He would do. Amen.